You were telling me here about a vaccine that you're offering for circovirus, and tell us what's new there.
Just recently, we received license on a flexible dose label with Fostera PCV. Before, we were labeled as a one-dose product, where you gave one 2cc or 2ml dose at 3 weeks of age or older. And now with the flexible dose label, you have the option of either using it as a one-dose product or splitting that dose and giving two 1ml doses, the first one at 3 weeks of age, and then a booster dose 3 weeks after that first dose.
So giving options to the producers out there.
Correct. You know, we know that different producers, veterinarians feel, you know, some of them feel that a two-dose PCV2 product is better in their particular situation, and other producers, the convenience of just giving one dose, it appeals to them. So now with the one product, the Fostera PCV, they can use it either way as a one-dose or a two-dose product.
Where are we at with circovirus in the industry? Holding its own, or are we making progress there?
It's certainly still out there. I think the latest I've seen is like over 92% of the pigs that go to market have been vaccinated for PCV2. We don't see the clinical PCVAD that we used to maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but everybody still, if they quit vaccinating, it seems like it flares up a little bit. And we've seen that, you know, even performance, even though we don't see clinical PCVAD, we'll see a decrease in performance of those pigs. Average daily gain will be less poor with non-vaccinated pigs. So everybody's pretty much continuing to vaccinate for PCV2 at this time.